CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Hey, it's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Interested in Japanese culture? The Japanese Relations at Queen's Club is dedicated to creating a bridge between Japan and the Queen's community to promote Japanese culture and foster international understanding. Whether you are planning on studying abroad in Japan, a student visiting Queens wishing to know more about this community, or just have a general interest in Japanese language, food, and culture, JRQ is a great place to expand your perspective. To stay up to date with events, follow us on Instagram at JRQueensU or find us on Facebook.
What you listening to, son?
I don't think you like it.
Well, why not? I like this new generation of music.
What the...
Where did you record this?
See, that's the type of...
It just makes me want to... That's my boy! Yeah!
Things I Will Keep, Thursday, 7 to 9 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
I have been advised to listen to this record.
Hey, we're Girl Dad, and you listen to
CFRC
101.9 FM.
Boo.
Boo. Spooky. My name's Jeff the Spooky Nerd.
And I'm Simone.
The Moon!
There we go.
Yeah, is that good?
That's great.
Are you happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with everything. It's 9 o'clock. You're tuned into CFRC, the place to be.
Yeah.
It's just us and the ghosts down here in Lower Carruthers Hall.
Okay.
Yeah, this is where I want to go. I want to die down here so I can haunt.
Cage.
So I can haunt other DJs and critique them from beyond the grave. Like
that's what you want.
I don't like this generation's hipster music. It's too complicated. I don't know who Chapel Roan is. That kind of thing.
I don't know who Chapel Roan is.
I've got to see. There we go.
There you go.
We'd be perfect down here. Yeah. What if we've been dead all along and we're not actually alive?
And this is all, what, a simulation or whatever?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah? It's a hologram of some sort?
Well, I guess we're still partying from beyond the grave.
Okay.
I love it. If you're just joining us, this is week 3 of our Rocktober Spookfest.
Yes.
Yeah, Simone loves it.
This is your first,
like, you joined the Indie Wake Up Wednesday crew late. You got here in November last year. You missed out on all the Halloween goodness last year.
Did I come in November?
I think that was your first episode.
November
was your,
the 1st or something, your first week of November.
Your second episode was your birthday episode.
Yeah.
Because I let you pick all the music.
You let me pick it all. I had a good time.
I let you pick all the music today, too, and you've got some demons.
I had nothing to do with this.
What is going
you
on?
You know that I'm scared. You know that I am completely terrified of horror, things related. I don't like all the darkness. It freaks me out.
You said off air.
You know this, Jeff.
Just
you
now.
You know this.
You said Nightmare on Elm Street is your favorite rom-com.
I did. Don't listen to a word this man says.
I heard you. You said Freddy Krueger is misunderstood and people would just look on the inside.
No, I told you that my uncle forced me. He forced me, literally tied me to a chair
and
to watch
it.
Made me watch this stuff and watch Chucky and watch Nightmare on Elm Street and Jason and all this, and I'm forever traumatized.
That's a good couple's costume for people. You tied to a chair with a television, and then someone is your uncle playing Chucky movies on repeat. Yeah.
Yes.
I think we nailed
it. So you know this.
Oh, yeah. Nothing but the best, nothing but the spookiest stuff to get you
I'm here
ready for
I
Halloween.
I'm here because I love radio.
There, sure. And free candy.
That's true.
Yeah. We just heard Happy Halloween from Dog Is Blue, and we had Jimi Hendrix with Voodoo Child in that set.
Love it so much. Nothing but spookiness.
Okay.
And you got us for another hour.
Yes.
Simone's excited.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Yes.
It's going to be good. 9 o'clock, we like to do a community events roundup where we go out to the cemetery and we dig up some cool events.
Okay.
We exhume some things for you to do.
All right. Well, what can we do? What can we do?
What's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario? Well, there's a big band coming to the Slush Puppy Center this Sunday, October 13th. And I guess it's on theme for Halloween because, hey, they're not dead yet. It's the Doobie Brothers.
The Doobie Brothers.
They're still giving her.
And you'll know their work.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's so prolific and so...
They had some massive hits back in the day.
Yeah, far-reaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So they are playing Sunday, like I said, October 13th, 8 until 9 p.m. I'm sure it's going later than 9 p.m. It says 8 p.m. Dates and times and tickets are on sale on their website, so... Get on it and get it if it hasn't sold out already. I guess tickets have been on sale since May, so who knows? But like I always said, with a big show like that, all you gotta do is walk in the back door carrying a music stand and say, I'm with the band, and they'll just let you in.
They'll let you in.
If you're carrying a clipboard, you can get away with anything in this town. It's great.
That's true.
Yeah. How about you? Any events we can sneak into?
Let's see. Well, we've got Home Movie Day. Home Movie Day. So that's happening at the Screening Room October 19th at 1 p.m., and what it seems to be is an event where you can submit your home movies.
Really?
Yes. I guess, yeah. Let's see what it says. It says, since 2003, Home Movie Day has been an annual celebration of home movies and amateur films held at many venues worldwide. This year, the Kingston Film Heritage Project, in partnership with the Vulnerable Media Lab and the Cinema Society of Kingston, is presenting a screening of your home movies.
Mine.
Yeah, cool. You.
How do they get my home movies?
Yeah, so you can submit at 22AC18 at queensu.ca, and the deadline is September 23rd.
So the deadline's already happened. We're on October 10th now.
Oh, no. Well, okay.
But the event's still coming up.
The event's still happening.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so sorry about that. I was misleading you.
If you miss the deadline, you just walk backstage with a clipboard and say,
yeah, so yeah, you can't, no longer can you submit, but you can go see it at October 19th at one. Yeah, it's Screening Room, 120 Princess Street.
Nice.
Yeah.
Screening Room's got a lot of good Halloween stuff coming up as well. I'm just going to mention that the tickets are on sale for the Rocky Horror Picture Show. They have multiple screenings throughout October. I think 10 screenings in total, including the one to go to. Halloween night, the midnight screening always seems like a good time, so I'm pretty excited. Simone, you're gonna come with me on that one.
Oh my goodness.
You wanna hear me sing? This is it.
Really?
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah.
You're gonna sing?
If I'm there in a full crowd of Rocky Horror Picture Show fans and we're all dressed up.
Okay, so I don't know anything about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
I don't know it. I don't know any, I haven't seen it or anything like that. What are you going, if you're gonna go to it, what are you dressing up as?
We have to dress up traditionally as one of the cast members. I don't look good in lingerie, so I will probably go as the butler Riff Raff because he's bald and he has this awesome like skullet and he wears like a dirty old suit and it's all pale and skinny.
What's a skullet?
A skullet is a mullet where you're bald on the top and then the hair goes long behind you. Think like Hulk Hogan.
It's like a U shape?
Yeah.
Ah,
so it's like, a mullet is business in the front, party in the back. A skullet is nothing in the front. And massive party in the back.
Okay, a massive party.
So Riff Raff had this awesome skullet.
So
his look lends himself to mine very well in that I don't go outside much and I just smell of mothballs. And so that's my character. Yeah,
that's your character?
That's what I'll go as, yeah.
I see, okay.
So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Interesting.
So yeah, get on.
That's the only way I hear you sing?
Yep, with a chorus of other people.
Really?
Unruly.
You won't serenade me on my birthday?
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. If I start rehearsing now. Other events that are going on in and around town, Halloween stuff, Pumpkin Inferno is now at the Kingston Pen. So if you want to... check that out and not have to drive all the way out to the middle of nowhere to go see Pumpkin Inferno. It is downtown at the Pen.
Okay.
That could prove to be spooky. And Fort Fright is going on as well.
And I think they're doing some different stuff, right? Fort Fright?
They've
updated some stuff there?
Yeah. Keeps it fresh for the returning fans. Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Okay, lots to do.
Lots to do. Lots of things happening. And of course, it is Thanksgiving long weekend this weekend. So we hope whatever you get up to, I hope it's nice and chill and relaxing. And if you're having dinner with your family... Don't talk about politics. Keep it light.
Keep it light.
Yes. Talk about A Nightmare on Elm Street. That's
pretty light.
Yeah. I think that's what Jeff's going to do.
Simone's favorite movie.
We're going to get back to the tunes, and then next break will be our movie chat. And I don't know, I feel like talking about Christmas movies. You?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Okay, let's do that.
Awesome. We'll talk about Tim Allen on the next one. Coming up, though, this is Dark Road by Cameron and Crawford right here on your spooky station that rocks the spooky nation.
CFRC.
So innocent, one little step at a time. You didn't intend any evil, you didn't intend any crime. Just a little adjustment to help out you and your friends. Don't you look too closely now, or you might see where this ends. It's a dark road you travel, darker than you realize. It's a dark road you travel, and you pave it with compromise. First you lie to the people and say they won't understand. Then you lie to yourself and say this is all a part of God's plan. Just a little adjustment, who could possibly mind? People don't know what's good for them, so you have to be cruel to be kind. The dark road you travel, growing darker each day. It's a dark road you travel, and it only runs one way. You can get used to darkness, you can run from the light, you can call lies the truth now. Can say wrong is right. It's just a little adjustment, nothing to worry about. Hide it away in the darkness, and no one will ever find out. No one will ever find out. No one will ever.
I can't believe it. No tracks, no sign, no spoor.
I think after eating all those sheep, they'd have to take a dump someplace.
We'll be right back. Ten dead men's bodies were used to fashion Dr. Frankenstein's infamous creature. Tens of dozens of victims have kept Count Dracula alive for three centuries. Only one of these beings will survive their meeting.
All new, different, shocking. You've never seen anything like Dracula versus Frankenstein. In color, rated GP.
Life at last, salutations from the other side. I can see that you're the devil's pride. Do you realize that all of you don't need some home for your hate? That was part of you. I'm your nightmares coming true. I am your crime. Life at last, sit and listen while the fun begins. Hearts are broken and the bad guys win. Sit and listen, all the cutting off is easy. And this isn't for a queasy or a weaker heart. Oh, you had better stop. Oh, what is the time? From the evil that you created, getting horny and damn frustrated. What's different on what?
Not going to open itself.
Thank you.
After Elvira shows you the weirdest, scariest videos ever made, the terror continues with Alice Cooper live in Detroit at midnight Eastern. Elvira at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific Time, followed by Alice Cooper in concert at midnight Eastern, 11 Central, 9 Pacific. A Halloween you'll remember. A Halloween you won't be able to forget on MTV.
That's when there's a Halloweeny.
Are you?
Is there someone in the studio with us?
I don't.
Is there an entity?
So I hope not.
Sorry, that music always gets me. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Yeah, I'm Simone the Moon.
And I'm terrified.
You're too much. You're too much.
I'm scared. I'm quaking in my boots here. I'm currently doing another morning of Halloween madness.
Oh my goodness,
here
Jeff.
On Indie Morning Wake. What the heck was that? Oh my God, I'm freaking out, everyone. I'm having too much coffee. Too much Old Farm Fine coffee.
Oh my goodness, yes.
It's
can
a scary
I, can
time
I tell
here.
That you're a theater person?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And scene.
And scene.
We just heard from the Electric Mess with their tune, You've Become a Witch. Creepy.
That is a little bit creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of witch would you be if you were a witch? Would you be like the traditional pointy hat, cackling wicked witch of the West?
I shudder at the thought of it.
Or would you be more of like a goth teen from the 90s witch like that?
What would you be?
I'd be a Firuza Balk type of witch, you know.
A what?
Firuza Balk from the Craft. She was big in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Black lipstick, black eye, very goth. That's probably the way I'd go. That way no one would try to sit next to me on the bus.
Okay.
It's all about that.
All about that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Kind of have a little bubble around you.
A goth bubble. Yeah.
I see.
I would also carry a monkey's paw on me to keep people away from it. So we also heard the head coats with monkey's paw in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
Also had Ray Kennedy with Life at Last. That's from the Phantom of the Paradise soundtrack. I am sick to death of people talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show. They forget about the best horror rock opera ever made. Phantom of the Paradise. Yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
From the guy who wrote all the music for The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Here we go.
Okay.
And we opened it up. We had Rocky Erickson with I Think of Demons and Cameron and Crawford with Dark Road right here on CFRC. We're talking about horror movies a lot these days, and there's a lot of like...
Yeah, you are talking a lot about horror movies. You
There's a lot of like when you watch as many as I do, you start recognizing the tropes and the trends that keep the plots moving. And one thing is that people just make really bad decisions in these horror movies. And that's part of the fun is you watch them make these horrible decisions.
Right.
And you think I would do something differently.
Exactly.
So that song, The Dark Road, kind of reminded me of that because it's like if you're walking alone down a dark road. Don't.
Yeah. And if you do, maybe you should have like some lights on you or something. Yeah, reflective clothing.
Totally. Yeah. Something, maybe a bear mace can or something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, like you and I, like off air when we were at the grad club last week, we got talking about that Italian horror movie where the young woman is walking down the dark road alone and she gets chased down by like the craziest Doberman I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah. You told me about that. That climbed the fence or something.
Climbed like three fences in a row. Like this, the fence. Just kept getting larger and larger, and you kept thinking this girl's gonna survive.
Yeah,
and then Doberman's like, nope, 12-foot fence, nope.
That's the Doberman's voice.
Scampers up, he's like, I'm gonna get this girl. And you know what? Spoiler alert, he did.
He did.
never go against a fence climbing Doberman.
Yeah,
it's the movie segment of the show, Screen Time. We talk about it, Scream Time.
That's what you did there.
Yeah, we talk about all things going on in the world of like nerd stuff, you know, TV, video games, movies, and you know, obviously we're in the spooky season.
Yeah.
Simone can't stop talking about it.
Yeah,
and
of course.
Yeah. Yeah. So talk about, you know, horror movies and things like that.
Okay, what have you got?
Well, I've signed up for the Shudder streaming service, which I'm a big fan of. And another VHS movie just got released. VHS is a franchise of anthology horror movies that they've been putting those out since about 2012. And the anthology horror movie is, instead of a feature length movie with one plot, whatever, it's multiple stories, usually by multiple different filmmakers, that's compressed into one movie.
Is there a theme? Or is the theme just horror?
Some of them, the theme can just be broad like that, like horror. Yeah. And there's the classic creep show movies from the 80s where the theme is just, you know, just spooky, just be spooky.
This
new VHS movie called VHS Beyond.
Mm.
Yeah. It's all alien themed. So each one is like different alien stuff. And the cool thing about this one is that it's all shot POV style, like almost like a found footage, like the Blair Witch Project or Cloverfield, where you're in the shoes of the person filming. So there's like a great sketch, or I keep calling them sketches, but there's a great short where a bunch of people are in a plane and they're about to jump out to go skydiving, but their plane runs into a flying saucer, Simone.
Oh my goodness. And then you get what are the odds?
Yeah. And then you get this really dramatic like crash, and it's all from the point of view of one of the people that are trying to jump, and the alien is falling with them, and they crash into an orchard.
Oh my.
And the alien's hunting them in the orchard. It's crazy. Ooh.
Okay, so at least they had something to break their fall.
Yeah, an orange tree. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. Okay, interesting.
Yeah. So I wanted to mention anthology movies because for people that aren't super into horror movies, they're a really good way to dip your toe into it, because if you don't like it, or if you don't like a particular short, you just wait 5 minutes and then there's a new one on.
Right.
Or just turn it off either way.
Do you have a VHS? What do you call them?
VCR?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, actually.
You do?
Yeah.
I knew that. Somehow I knew that.
Totally.
I know that you would have one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you use it? Or are you just like having it, or once in a while? I don't know. Like, I don't know where you're going to get a VHS thing now.
Chumlee's, I guess,
or Valley Village or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Totally. I mean, I like it. Again, I keep saying the word Halloween, but I like it around Halloween because you get that extra aesthetic when you watch a horror movie on VHS where it's all crackly and the tracking.
The tracking.
So this new VHS movie, they try to duplicate that kind of aesthetic.
That look, yeah.
But it pales in comparison to
the real
thing. Like Nightmare on Elm Street, I had a VHS of that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And there's the mystery behind it, especially when there's no internet to look things up at. Mm. You just have this video and you're like, what is this? You see the cover art, it's really weird and freaky.
You pop
it in and you get the bright red New Line logo and the tracking's going all bananas. And you're like, what am I doing?
That's right. Because all we had to go on was the cover picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially when you're a kid.
Just judging whether you want to watch it. And then I guess on the other side, it might have a little like summary or whatever.
Maybe.
But it's usually just the picture. Like, do you like how this looks on
exactly.
the shelf? Yeah.
So that's like.
And everyone was there.
Totally.
Like everyone was there Friday night.
You go to the Jumbo Video.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember the Jumbo Video.
Yeah, I remember the Jumbo Video. But you go in there first, you get your popcorn.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
you're browsing popcorn, and then you go to the ours down that I grew up by had a Halloween section that was done up with giant foam walls like an old castle,
Oh.
It was very cool. Yeah. It was very big. And that, as a kid, your parents would be like, oh, no, he's in the castle again. Get him out of there.
Yeah.
They're all R-rated movies. You're not allowed to rent those.
Yeah. And then you had the fancier Blockbuster. I thought they were fancier. Did you find Blockbuster was fancier in there?
Blockbuster was fancier.
It was more lit. It was better lit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They had other like merch and stuff that you could buy.
True.
They didn't have the popcorn.
They didn't have the free popcorn.
Yeah. But there's just, but they had multiple copies of what you wanted, right? Jumbo Video, like basically I felt like there's two copies and once they were out, they're out.
Exactly. I like that too. Cause then you're really forced to find other things and that's where you could find cool.
Exactly. Like, this looks good.
Yeah. There was a Nova Scotian, a Halifax based kids horror movie that we used to rent over and over and over again. It was one of those dollar rentals in the kids section. Mm-hmm. It's called George's Island, and it's about the ghosts of Oak Island off the coast of Halifax coming to the mainland to haunt some kids on Halloween night. Mm. Canadian produced, had Sheila McCarthy. Very good stuff.
Sheila McCarthy.
You can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, cheesy mid-90s Canadian. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Cool.
Yeah, we've got a few headlines to talk about. Not too much going on before we get back to the spooky tunes. Basically, just stuff in progress. Ridley Scott has got Gladiator 2 coming out. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we're on the fence about it.
We're on the fence about it.
We don't know. We just don't know.
We don't know.
Everything seems a little bit off, a little bit strange with it, right? Like from the soundtrack to Denzel Washington playing himself, everything.
CG rhinos.
You know, like it's almost like it looks too slick.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's just too slick.
How are the special effects better in the 2000 version than what they look like now?
I don't know. Like, it's just, I feel like the first one aged like fine wine.
Right.
Like, it's just, I don't know. You love the aesthetic is beautiful. Everything about it is just great.
It's like a classic.
This one is just very strange.
Indeed.
It's just overly, it's just too much.
Well, look, Ridley Scott, the filmmaker, he's got confidence in it because he just came out and said that he's already writing Gladiator 3.
He's already doing the third one?
Yeah, so he's confident.
He's confident that we're going to like it. Yeah. Like, do you feel like they're forcing us?
I don't
know. They're kind of like, you must like this.
Like the Avatar
movies?
You
must care about this. Like
maybe.
Jennifer Lopez and like Ben Affleck, like their relationship. Like, you must care about this.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like they're just forcing.
They got nothing else going on, maybe.
I don't know.
Or like the Joker movie that came out this past week. Like, no one really asked for the sequel.
Nobody asked for it. You're just doing it.
Apparently, it's not very good. And it flopped.
Yeah.
Major flop at the box office.
Yeah. Is anything going well at the box office right now?
I don't know. Megalopolis?
Are people watching that?
I got a review from someone that saw it. They said them and their three friends were three out of six people in the whole theater. Megalopolis, Francis Ford Coppola's new movie, did just break another record, though, in that it had a second week box office drop of over 75%. It made less than a million.
Winning at losing?
Yeah. So it's got that going for it.
Okay.
It made less than $1 million this past week.
Wow.
So, if you see Coppola brand wine at the LCBO, buy it.
Buy it.
Because he put up his winery for this movie, and it ain't going well.
Wow.
Coppola wine.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Other than that, there's a few birthdays to rattle off, because celebrities, they are our social better, so they deserve our praise.
Who's getting
praise.
Older this week?
Guillermo del Toro is getting older. He turned 60 years old today. Guillermo del Toro, famous horror director of Pan's Labyrinth, Crimson Peak, which shot in Kingston. And he was in a few good things. Like, he was in What We Do in the Shadows, and he has a good role in It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm. He's a fun guy.
I
like him a lot. He's in a video game right now, Death Stranding 2 and Death Stranding.
So you know you've made it when.
He can just pick his projects and do things that he likes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy 60th birthday to Guillermo del Toro. Speaking of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Tyler James Williams, who was in Everybody Hates Chris, turns 32. That's way too young. He's an old soul, but he's on Abbott Elementary right now.
Yeah, he is.
Which is great.
What a very interesting character.
I like him.
I don't know what you call it, straight man.
But until you get him gardening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's his
thing. Or dancing.
Is that his thing?
Yeah.
I haven't been into that series. I haven't seen him dance.
Better get into it, Simone.
Because
that leads me to our next headline. Speaking of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes.
Abbott Elementary takes place in Philadelphia.
And there's a crisscross, isn't there? Crisscross applesauce.
We've got a Sunny Abbott Elementary spinoff episode coming in the next season.
I'm
very excited. Sunny's been on the air for ages, and they've never done anything like this, like a crossover episode.
Yeah.
And I love Quinta Brunson. I was watching her on Conan O'Brien's podcast last night. She's great.
She's great.
Super funny. So I'm really excited that that's happening.
Okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
But It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is on a streaming...
Disney Plus. You can see it on Disney Plus. And it's worth every second.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then, last but not least, happy 75th or 71st birthday to Monk himself, Tony Shalhoub.
Shalhoub.
Yeah.
What a name.
Tony Shalhoub, star of Monk, star of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, and my favorite, Star Trek knockoff, Galaxy Quest. Yeah, the Tim Allen classic.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Okay.
Unsung hero. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Tony.
And happy birthday to anyone out there who's listening if it's your birthday.
Yeah.
Or if it's not your birthday, just happy birthday.
Just happy birthday. And then happy birthday to Jeff, the movie nerd, because I have no idea. He won't tell me when his birthday is.
Every day is my birthday when I'm here in CFRC Studios. Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, I'll find out.
You'll find out.
Sooner or later, I'll find out.
Steal my driver's license or something.
Oh.
Duh, no.
I didn't think about that.
Giving you good ideas.
I'll just grab your things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Rummage through my purse.
That's perfect. Why did I not think of that?
Because you're a good person. That's why. We're going to get back to the tunes, and then we'll sign off a little bit before 10 o'clock, but we'll keep things spooky with the Carvels, and I Fell in Love with a Dead Boy.
All right, well, there's... I don't know. I don't know.
My name's the Nerd.
I'm the Moan.
Fall in love with a real person.
Yeah, a real person.
I found you with red tears in your...
guess I'll never know. Because my feet got an engine action, and away they go. They're just running over trees and brushes, and everything else in my way. I clean forgot my O's at 88, and it's still back there today. And now if I go back and get it, somebody got to go with me. It won't nobody go with me. Forever there it will be. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took place that night. Oh, bony head was a knocking. And skinny old bone was popping. And I was hit by a big head stone. And I was scared head to death. Oh Lord, it was a fight. It took
place. There is a life form growing out of prebiotic fluid. It is not winding down into disorder. It is self-organizing into the shape of fear. The most evil force man has ever known is awakening. Master of terror and suspense, John Carpenter brings you Prince of Darkness. Prince of Darkness. Don't see it alone.
You must be pretty excited about Halloween, huh?
Yeah, I'm real excited. Hey,
trick or treat, trick or treat. Smell my feet, give me something good to eat.
Got no place to go. Been driving all night long. Had no sleep at all. Checked in and someplace wrong. Whoa. Now it's time to fear. Whoa. rest and I can't take it anymore. My skin is turning white. Whoa. Now it's time to fear. Whoa. 30 ghosts live here. Got no place to go. Been driving all night long. Had no sleep at all. Checked in and something's wrong.
Simone.
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm good.
Happy almost Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
This is Indie Wake Up Wednesday, or Spooktacular Rocktober continues. This has been week two, Halloween Madness.
Yeah.
Pretty good. We heard P.F. Sloan with his classic Halloween Mary. Also in there, the bad, what is that? Oh, the Bad Hormones with 13 Ghosts.
Okay.
That took me a second. And yeah. We had Peekaboo from the Jeepers Creepers soundtrack. Also in that set, Mac Allen Smith with the Skeleton Fight. Awesome. And the Carvels with I Fell in Love with a Dead Boy.
I feel like there's like kind of an 80s theme a little bit.
I think because
a little bit, yeah.
We've talked about this, that just 80s horror stuff had the best music.
Yeah.
Could be terrible movie, but for whatever reason, the synth just hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is from the Stranger Things season one soundtrack, so it is a throwback.
Mm-hmm.
But they really did, like, have it going on in the 80s. I need more of that, like,
yeah, that more synth-y. That energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's like
energy.
Horror sci-fi right there, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Anything you learned today? It's 10 to 10. Mafuji is coming up next with Biggest River Delta, so we're going to sign off. But
yeah.
What did we learn this morning that we didn't know yesterday?
I don't know. You love horror. You love Halloween.
You knew that.
I did know that. I did know that before.
We were talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show and its companion movie, sort of, The Phantom of the Paradise.
That I didn't know.
Everyone should watch The Phantom of the Paradise. It's a very good movie.
Yeah.
Also, Simone's pumpkin is currently, you carved last week.
Yes.
Is living outside.
Just for you, with pliers, nonetheless.
You carved it with pliers.
I carved it with pliers.
Only a murderer would do that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I shouldn't say that looking you in the eye.
Yeah.
But your amazing masterwork is outside, hopefully feeding the golden child.
You know,
child.
I did both sides of it, too.
Yeah, yeah. It looks good.
Yeah.
So if you're in front of CFRC Studios, there are two fun-sized candy bars still in it. There's a lot of mold, but there's still some candy
in it. Yeah, so if you don't mind the mold...
Get that candy. Yeah, awesome. Yeah, it's 10 to 10. We're probably going to sign off then. We're going to get that candy.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
Catch you guys next week with week three of Spooktacular Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We hope you all have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, enjoy. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the family.
Totally.
Yeah, and have a good time.
If you're sticking around town, stop by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And get a pre-made turkey dinner.
Yeah, or a dinner.
Because
they're
delish.
They're very good.
Awesome.
Okay.
Well, we're going to play ourselves out with a few more spooky tracks before Mafuge comes on. Classic from Wilson Pickett, Within the Midnight Hour. And we're going to hear some CCR, that's Creedence Clearwater Revival, with I Put a Spell on You. And if we get to it, if we have time, the Ramones with I Don't Want to Go Down in the Basement.
Yeah, I like that. Ramone.
I love it.
Rhymes with Simone.
There it is.
Yeah.
Well, Ramone the Simone. Shall we?
We shall.
Awesome. See you guys next week.
All right. Take care, everybody.